8:31 now at 90.1 WFYI. Let's check in once again with Lee DeNoon for an update on what's going on in the news. Good morning.
Good morning. Another Super Bowl may be coming to the Circle City. WFYI's Sam Clement reports on an announcement this morning on the possibility.
When Indianapolis hosted Super Bowl 46 in 2012, it was regarded as a success both locally and nationally. Now the city is weighing its options on bidding for NFL's championship game in 2018. Colts owner Jim Irsay, former Colt Jeff Saturday, and others will join Governor Mike Pence and Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard at a ceremony announcing the decision. The city raised about $25 million to attract the 2012 game, which officials say had a direct economic impact greater than $170 million. This year's Super Bowl will be played in New York. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
There's a proposed $765 million settlement between the NFL and former players who filed concussion-related lawsuits, which accuse the league of hiding known risks of concussions. Helping parents know the risks and signs of concussions is a high priority for the Centers for Disease Control. Julie Gilchrist is a pediatrician and researcher at the CDC Injury Center. She says a concussion is a functional, not a structural injury, so it may take days before symptoms present.
So it's not something that typically shows up on standard radiologic evaluations like x-rays and MRIs and CTs. It changes how the brain works, and so you monitor it by assessing symptoms. Symptoms can be things like difficulty in thinking or remembering, physical symptoms like headache, fuzzy or blurry vision, nausea or vomiting, dizziness.
Gilchrist says emotional symptoms are moodiness, irritability, or sadness, or sleep disturbances, sleeping more or less than usual, or difficulty falling asleep. Kids who play football aren't the only ones at risk for a concussion. Bicycling and playground activities also cause high numbers of concussions a year. A Public Works Committee has shelved plans for Mayor Ballard's proposed sidewalk and street improvements at a cost of up to $150 million and a storm drainage proposal. The votes were along party lines. The mayor, in a statement, accused Democrats of turning their backs on neighborhoods, while Democratic Committee Chairman Vernon Brown said they didn't want to borrow more money and put the city in debt. Indiana's Homeland Security Director wants more clarification as to who can certify the training of school resource officers. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, these officers are law enforcement personnel with extra training for the school environment.
Legislation passed last session defines school resource officer in the Indiana Code, spelling out what credentials and training the officers must receive. The bill also identifies four entities that are allowed to train school resource officers: the Indiana Law Enforcement Training Board, the National Association of School Resource Officers, a certified school resource officer instructor, or any other organization that offers certified school resource officer instruction. State Homeland Security Director John Hill says those options are too broad.
Schools are going to want to hire school resource officers, and I want to be able to tell them they've had training and they need to have certification training from this body, and I want to be sure I can tell them who that is.
Hill says he'd prefer that authority rests solely with the Law Enforcement Training Board. The clarification Hill wants may require further legislation next session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Central Indiana is set for its second major jobs announcement of the week. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation says an announcement this morning in Carmel involves hundreds of jobs. It's expected to be about California-based American Specialty Health. The company confirmed to Inside Indiana Business in July that it plans to open a major operation in Carmel and hold a grand opening in March. Earlier this week, Indianapolis-based Knowledge Services announced plans to add up to 400 jobs by 2018. The parent company of Indianapolis-based Exact Target is reducing its workforce.
Salesforce.com says it plans to reduce its global workforce by 200 people. A spokesman for Exact Target expects the move to have a minimal impact on local operations. He says the Marion County company is actually featuring more than 100 open positions on its website. Salesforce's blockbuster $2.5 billion deal for the Indianapolis employer was announced in June and closed in July. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Vincennes University has started its Toyota Advanced Manufacturing Technician program. The partnership allows students to work 2 days a week at Toyota Motor Manufacturing in Princeton while earning a robotics degree. Vincennes says the students are paid while attending the program. They can earn as much as $30,000 in 2 years. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered one weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
Indiana is taking a major step toward the goal of becoming a hub for advanced battery testing and development. The $15 million Battery Innovation Center at the Westgate at Crane Technology Park in southern Indiana will be dedicated today. President Charles Losota says the facility puts the state on the leading edge of battery research.
When you look at energy storage today, we are truly at a crossroads in the United States. Technologies have finally matured, control systems have matured, and sensors. The ability to integrate all that together into a small, lightweight package, cost-effectively, it's what's going to jumpstart the energy industry and show new applications for putting those devices in vehicles, vehicles that can charge quickly, can go long distances, and have those devices be cheap enough to make the car still affordable.
The facility is already beginning multiple projects, including the development of the next generation of lithium-ion cell designs. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, patchy fog this morning, sunny today, a high of 91. For the weekend, mix of clouds and sun, isolated showers and storms with highs near 92. It's sunny now and 70. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon.
Okay, Lee, thanks very much. It's coming up on 8:38 now at 90.1 WFYI.